Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone. This is Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. I'm excited. I am excited every single Friday though. It's just, and I know I say this every single time for my regular listeners. I'm excited. It just fills me with energy to interview amazing people that have overcome everything and compromise nothing, because we are resilient as human beings. And it just lights me up. It lights me up. So without further ado, I want to welcome my amazing guest today, Esther Graham. She and I have been running in the same circles for a long time, and she is just brilliant. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. So great to be here with you. I'm excited.
Oh, good. Me too. So good. It's always awesome to talk about transformation, especially with someone who is just loves to sink her every part into it as much as I do. So what brought you to the world? Like what is, I know you have a lot of stories, but what is like a story that just knew you had to do more? You had to be out there helping people. You had to be out there serving people. What brought you to this world?
I think I've been in the world for quite a while. Mm-hmm. However, I think what really brought me to the place of really pursuing it even deeper was my own life. And no matter how much I've traveled and I have a great marriage, wonderful husband, and all of these mm-hmm. wonderful things, there were some parts of my life where I was broken. Mm-hmm. And out of that brokenness, honestly, is what made me decide, wait a minute, there's more to life than what I'm living. Yeah. And so I made a decision that I had to find out what exactly that was. In other words, the parts of me that I thought was broken, why are they broken and how can I fix it? And mm-hmm. so as I began on that journey, to fix in Esther, to really go on, I like to call it the journey back to me, really mm-hmm. find out authentically who I was created to be. That's what brought me to this life, I want to say, at a deeper level and higher heights. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yes.
I made a decision that if I was feeling this way, others were feeling this way as well. And so it wasn't enough now for me to just keep it to myself, but I needed to now share and help other women and men, should they choose to connect, find their authentic self and really go on this path to where no matter what's going on in your life, you can still have peace and joy and happiness, mm-hmm. you know, and stabilization, a strong foundation of who you are and who you want to become.
I love that. And you know, what's surprising to hear you say, because I don't hear it as much, is that you knew you weren't alone. So many people think they are.
Yeah. Many mm-hmm. people think they are not alone. But, you know, I thought, if I'm feeling this way, if I'm, you know, some people are living a wonderful life, and that's great, because that's what should be. We live in, and there's things that's missing, and sometimes you don't even realize it. For me, after a while, I never will forget, Martin, I sat in my office one day and I just began to cry, and I didn't know why I was crying. Breakdown, mm-hmm. in breakdown mode, just crying.
Yeah.
And it's like something is missing. And I've got to find out what that was. And I just started thinking, if I'm feeling this way, I know there's others that do. And then when I began on my journey, I discovered there were many people that felt the same way I felt. Great life, something's missing. Some not such a great life that they thought, and something was still missing. So yeah, there's a lot of people out there that need, I want to say, what I have to offer and what you have to offer. I love your mantra, with there's no negotiation, right? There's your transformation is a non-negotiable.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I have a client, she just pops in my head when you're speaking, that she says she's got a great job. She has retirement money put away. She's got a good savings account. She handles her finances well. Her daughter and grandson are living with her, which is what she wants. She's helping her daughter with her business. She's doing so many things. And she's like, but it's missing. She goes, I am so unfulfilled. So we're working on that right now. You can be at a place where everything is awesome, but then there's still missing pieces.
There's still missing pieces. And I've concluded with that many times the missing pieces while we have this great life is that for me, it was, you know, God, I know that you created me for more. It's really finding your purpose and what is it that you are divinely called to do. All of us, we're here for a purpose, and we're all divinely called to do something. And the thing that we're called to do is uniquely ours. You know, we're tailored made. It's in our DNA. And that's the piece that we're missing because we've pursued everything else. Now, I think it's coming back in and say, okay, now that you've got this, you've got that, you're doing this, this is all great. What now are you divinely called to do where you can completely walk out your 365 days of purposeful, fulfilling living, whatever that is? And that's the piece for me that's missing. And for many of us, I found is missing it in others as well.
So how did you start tapping into that? Prayer or, you know, for me, it's like I am a God girl, but I also like, I find the best when I'm out in my morning walks. Without headphones, without anything, and just listening to nature and let God talk to me and let me tune in. So is that similar to you, or is like
very similar?
Okay, yes, very.
I'm a God girl as well. You know, I grew up,
absolutely.
You know, my father was a pastor, my parents were in ministry, my husband, and even I am. So I'm a God girl. And what I found that prayer, meditation, walking, just allowing, and I love the water, Martinet. And so I love being near the water because I just believe that God is in the water. And when I'm sitting by the water and there's a stillness and there's a peace, I can hear God speaking to me. And you know, truthfully, when there's things that I really need to hear answers from God, if I'm not near the water, in my house or a beach or anywhere, I go take a I go into the shower, honestly, you know, and in the shower, as the shower water is just pouring down on me, it's like I can hear clearly. I feel like if it's God just raining down on me. And so that's a part of it for me, is really being in the water and opening up my ears to listen. And when I'm finished, I'll come out and I'll sit and I'll just listen. I'll turn on music that just really edifies, you know, it puts me, I like to say, in the presence of God. And I just do a lot of meditation and listening. And that's where I find my peace. That's where I hear. That's where I make my connection.
I love that. And oh, what you say about the water. I am so blessed. I'm going to California in a few weeks. Go visit my son. And he's 17, lives with his father. So I decided that I want to go a couple days first to Half Moon Bay, Pacifica area, and just walk the beaches just for a couple of days and just connect. And there's nothing like that to me. And I was talking to a colleague the other day. I always said I'm an ocean girl, and I am, but I am actually a water girl. As long as it's water, lakes,
That's me.
Maybe not a stream. Yeah. but me. Being bodies of water. Mm-hmm. There's just, I feel you on that. It just, you just find a stillness, a peacefulness, you're able to connect to your whole being.
And it's funny that being water girls, many people mm-hmm. equate water with so many different things. And I know, like, for example, there's a storm going on, you know, in Florida and those places. Yes. And so sometimes the water, the storm can bring in. But I like to think about after the storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after the storm. So while many times there's a storm coming in, and we have it in our lives where there's many times a storm coming in, we're raging, you know, with that storm. But then after the storm, the water brings peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be willing to say, I'm going to make it through this storm, because after that, there's peace. And then we're allowed to see above sea level, SEE mm-hmm. level, when you could see that peace that's beyond the horizon.
So
when you're at, let's say you're at a beach or you're looking at ocean or a lake, if you just can look above sea level and you see to where it's never ending, you can't really see the end of it, correct? And that's where you can see beyond the horizon. And at the end, you know, as you're looking beyond, your faith can take you just that far to see the blessings that's there for you and the purpose mm-hmm. that you have to fulfill. That's what it does for me.
Oh, I agree with that. And it's just like one of our coaches, Sean Smith, will say, you know, that you can't, that there's blessings in the lessons.
Oh, yeah.
So got a little confused from you. There are. There's blessing in the lessons.
There's blessing every lesson. Every mm-hmm. lesson. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If we choose to.
Exactly.
Used to find that.
Connect. And I like to add to what Sean says, there's blessings mm-hmm. in the lesson. And in the blessings, for me, I have found that I also may find what I learn some things, what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So even that's a blessing. You know, I learn what not to do in the lesson. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, when you mentioned the water too, and like looking over the horizon and you might see a nice sunset out there, and then you see the water just looking like glittery diamonds.
Oh, yes.
That's hope.
Beautiful. Or sometimes I remember I was in the Bahamas once and I was sitting at the ocean and then I was just sitting there and I mentioned something to my friend that was there with me. And she said, well, you could see the rainbow. And I said, yeah, you could. And there was nothing there. And then I turned around and there was the beautiful rainbow. The blessings in the lesson to me is also the rainbow, you know?
Yeah.
That there's light, that no matter what you're experiencing, there's always a blessing at the end.
There is. It's just riding the wave.
It is.
Stay on that surfboard just a little bit longer. You're right around the corner there.
And then being willing to connect and say, okay, what is it I need to do? Being very intentional about what are the lessons, what are the blessings you're going to take from this? Being very intentional about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a part of it as well, that we have to be intentional about the lessons we're going to learn, the blessings we're going to receive, because I think we control that as well.
Absolutely. Intention and commitment.
That's it. That's it right there.
So we are going to take a break, everyone, but we'll be back to talk more about everything. We'll see you soon.
Are you ready to walk in your truth? Are you ready to carve a new path to purpose? To start living your life on your terms? If so, join the Life by Design community created by Esther Graham. To learn about transformational and life-changing retreats, programs, and coaching tailor-made for what you need now, it's time to start living the life you deserve. For more information, visit fddwomen.com. That's fddwomen.com. Are you on a healing journey, working through trauma or limited beliefs caused by social conditioning? Are you searching for who you are? there are answers waiting for you. In Gressen Pfeiffer's book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey, she shares her story of light and healing energy, providing wisdom and useful tools for you, the reader, on your own path. You can get your copy of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey by Gressen Pfeiffer, available on Amazon.com. Do you want to overcome your chronic health condition? Have you tried for years? Christy Rich is a holistic healer with over 17 years experience. She will discover the root cause of your condition and treat you naturally for amazing results. She works with clients one-to-one, but for a limited time, you can grab your free PDF with her top natural health products. Visit thedancingcurtain.com/get healthy. That's thedancingcurtain.com/get healthy. Feel better today. It is absolutely possible to transform your adversity into positivity, minimizing your stress and illness with a mindset reset. Martha Davidson is a mindset reset consultant and rapid transformational therapist. She shares 4 mindset hacks that can lessen your stress and be the catalyst to accelerate happiness, amplifying newfound inner peace of mind. For more information, visit marthadavidson.com.
You've been looking, searching for your purpose. You desire change, but don't know what to do. There is an amazing teacher sitting right there, waiting for you to realize you can do this. You sense it is time. Take that first step. Your dog is ready to show you more. You are ready to listen and start to remember. Remember who you are. Visit www.dogsandmen.com to continue your journey.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the place where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Esther Graham, and we've been talking about, finding blessings in the lessons, finding peace and beauty on the ocean waves or on a beautiful lake, or just knowing that we are going to be okay. No matter what happens in our lives, we will get to the shore.
Yeah.
We just got to ride out that wave and we're going to get there. And there's so much beauty in this world. We just have to ride the wave. So Esther, what you got going on?
Oh my gosh, Martin, I have so much going on. I'm in the UK right now and I'm visiting friends here in the UK. I used to live here years ago, have not been back. So this has been absolutely wonderful. And then from here, I'm headed to Italy, where I'm hosting my transformational retreat. And so retreats are something I love to do. And because I just really began to transform my own life after, again, as if there was something missing. One of the things I did was go to a transformational retreat to where I could begin my journey back to who God created me to be, just being authentically Esther. And so since then, I began doing my own retreats because I find that, number one, we need to get away to where we can really do some deep dive, some deep work on ourselves. And so that's what I began to host retreats. So this is my 4th retreat, and this is my first retreat in Italy that's also including men. The majority of my retreats are for women, but I am now beginning to include men in some, and some will only be for women because sometimes we just need a space to heal, take off our superwoman cape, where we can heal just around other women, you know? And so looking forward to that. So my retreats, Martinet, are basically transformational, you know? We do some deep dives into going back to who we are authentically, looking at relationships. And I like to call it a life by design. You know, I just believe that God has given us a life. And it's, you know, from the day we were knitted in the wombs of our mother, that our life is by design. And we get to partner with him to design our lives. But sometimes we lose our way. And sometimes what has to happen, transformation needs to take place, healing, you know, out of that healing, you know, healing ourselves, right? Yes. And really discovering, 100%. You know, who we are. And so I'm headed back to Italy this time because I lived there for years. And my company, which is called, one of my companies, Festa della Donna, is really the name for International Women's Day, because that's what it's called, March 8th in Italy. It's International Women's Day around the world. But I really loved it how the Italians celebrated it. Mm-hmm. And I always said, you know, when I was ready, that that's what I was going to name this company. And I'm going to plan transformational events, you know, events that not only transforms, but encourages people mm-hmm. to set intentions and design their life, their purposeful living. And and so basically that's what I did. And that's what's up for me. Retreats, events that transforms the life of human beings so we could live a happier, healthier life.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And like you were saying, you know, that we need to get away. I know that my husband and I sometimes will just go to, because we're both workaholics. I mean, we're working all the time. Yeah. But yeah. If we get away, it's like, okay, there's nothing to do around the house, you know, nothing that needs to be done. And we leave our computers at home. We might have our phone, but we try to like put that away. And, you know, family, kids, just call if you have to kind of thing, you know, try to like set that intention. Right. So I love it. I've been on several retreats myself, and I there's nothing more recharging. It's also what's recharging. It's also I mean, you're left at the end kind of like, whew, I need to sleep for a couple of days as well. But it feels
because
good.
It's cleansing, because mm-hmm. it's also cleansing. Mm-hmm. It's transformational. And so when you go to a retreat and you're not, you're able to breathe, mm-hmm. you're able to take your superwoman, your superhero, Superman cape off and just be. And yes, you're having fun. You may be going sightseeing. You're doing all of these different things. Mm-hmm. But it's also tiring because you're cleansing. Mm-hmm. You're transforming. And that takes work to go deep dive. But it feels so good because when you deep dive and you've released mm-hmm. some negative emotions, you've released some negativity out of your life, it's freeing and tiring, but it's like, whoo, you know, you feel lighter. And so that's tiring. So yes, you do. Mm-hmm. You really do. It's almost like I'm tired, but I feel so good.
Right. Right.
You know? Yeah. 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 And so that's, for me, that's what it's all about. My husband and I go on retreats. And so, you know, it's filling your cup. So mm-hmm. I go to fill my cup so I could help others fill their cup.
Absolutely.
And then really, as Lisa Nichols says, you know, serve from mm-hmm. my overflow.
Yes.
Serving from my overflow. And so I'm a firm believer that I can't serve you from, I'm a coffee drinker mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
And my coffee is for me. Mm-hmm. I can't share my coffee with you, but when I could pour my coffee up to the rim or mm-hmm. your favorite beverage and it begins to overflow, then mm-hmm. I can serve from what overflows, but I can't serve from the cup that I'm drinking from. And I think that's what a retreat does. It allows mm-hmm. you to fill your cup, right? So now you could go out to the world, whether you're in business for yourself, whether you're a homemaker, wherever you are in this world, whatever you're doing, you can mm-hmm. serve your clients, your families, your spouse, your loved ones from your overflow. That means you're serving them better. You're serving them from a place in your heart. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, especially for women though, I mean, men too. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Everybody burns out, but women especially, we just have a tendency to go, 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 go until it's like illness or whatever it is that knocks us down.
I'm guilty of that. I don't know about you, especially years ago, you know, you're serving, you're going. I remember when I worked for corporate America, it was nothing for me to work 12, 13, 14 hour days. Like it was nothing. Mm-hmm. And you're going and you're going. And, you know, honestly, what's the purpose of it? Mm-hmm. I think that's what led to me feeling unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. After, because what happens is you're doing it. Even when you're going on vacation, for me, I wasn't on vacation. I was still connected to what was going on at work. Mm-hmm. And so that meant I wasn't on vacation. Martin, I took my laptop. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, now I take my laptop, but I still disconnect.
Right.
You know, so, no, I'm not available because I've learned to value what I need to do. But I think one of the paths that got me to this is my unfulfillment from being in corporate America for years, saying, whoa, it has to stop.
Oh, gosh. I hear you. I was also, you know, in the corporate world, too, as a paralegal for many years. And then being, and then being a single parent for 3 years as well. It was like, sometimes I didn't even know how I did it.
Yeah, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You're just, because your wheel is always moving.
Yeah.
And I think when you discover, whoa, I think you just get to a place to where, as I said, I sat in my office and I was just broke down crying. It's like, what is, you know, because after a while you just get so filled up, you just can't do it anymore. And you got to figure out what's wrong. And honestly, I think many of us are there, you know, especially after COVID, you know, we've got mental health issues going, we've got emotion, we've got so many things going on and we're saying help. We're quietly crying out for help. And that's what my retreats, if you're willing to invest in you, the retreats are the place for you. The programs are the place for you because it's a deep dive to discovering who you are and returning back to you. So you could first serve yourself. It's self-care at the deepest level.
Yes.
Right. It's self-care at the deepest level. Many people don't go this deep in self-care, but it's necessary for longevity of life. A happy life, a fulfilled life, right? And so that's what the retreats do. They take you there, you know, and then we keep you connected after the retreats, because I like to say transformation is never one and done. It's something that's continual.
Absolutely.
Because life continues to go on and we continue to change as life goes on.
Yes. Yes. Gosh. Yeah. That's something about retreats, and what you're saying is so, I love that, because you go and then you feel recharged, you feel good, you get home, and then suddenly it's like you're back into that same, same area you were. If you don't keep up with that, if you don't keep up the momentum, if you don't stay connected.
You don't. Mm-hmm. And you have to be, again, intentional.
Yes.
You know, I remember when I first went, when I went to my first retreat, when I came back, this was all for women. I came back and my husband said, wow, you've really changed. That was so good, because, and my children recognized the transformation I began to make, but I had to be very intentional and I remained connected in doing the transformational work on myself. But the retreat gave me the tools to continue doing it. And then staying connected gave me the tools to continue doing it. And this is what it's all about.
I agree. And I know,
you're in transformation. You know, that
absolutely
has to keep going on. It's never a one and done.
Yes. And to me, one of the things for me and my personal coach, she has the same thought, is that you got to keep those people around you.
Yes,
you do. And don't hesitate to reach out. You got to stay connected.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that's what we do. We stay connected in my retreat groups and the programs, stay very connected so we can continue transformation. And I have repeated retreat goers, you know, I've got new people coming to all of my retreats, but I also have the retreat goers who are saying, listen, this is my vacation time. This is my me time. I need to come so I can continue living the life I'm living in my business, in my relationships, in every area of my life. You know, they come back because we talk about everything. It's phenomenal. It really is. It really is.
It's safe. You provide a safe environment.
Yes. It's a safe space. It's a very safe environment. I like to say it's a safe space for us to transform. It's a safe space for us to heal. It's a safe space for us to speak our mind, speak our truth. It's just a safe space. There are no repercussions and there's absolutely no judgment.
Yes.
And we always give unconditional love. And we form lifelong relationships. And that's what's great. We meet people that we become connected to, and we're able to network with them. Phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Oh, I agree. I, even from the very first connection, my first one was with Sean, and then I've been with Lisa Nichols as well. These connections, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. You know, lifelong friends, lifelong people to be with.
Sean. Oh yeah. Lifelong coaching. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, Esther, where could people find you? I know that everything is available here for people to see, but where can they find you?
So you could go on my website. It's www.fddwomen.com. And all of my information is there. We're adding new information. We're adding information about the retreats that are coming up. I was telling you that one is the next one in April is in Grenada. So all of the information is there. Even my Life by Design community. You could also go on Facebook and find me. Instagram. All you have to do is look up Esther Graham or look up Festa della Donna. You could find it under all of that. You can also look up Life by Design. So there's several things I have going on, all surrounding empowering women, empowering men, empowering human beings. So yes.
I love it. We'll be back, everyone, with more transformation, just a few.
Do you want to overcome your chronic health condition? Have you tried for years? Christy Rich is a holistic healer with over 17 years experience. She will discover the root cause of your condition and treat you naturally for amazing results. She works with clients one-to-one, but for a limited time, you can grab your free PDF with her top natural health products. Visit thedancingcurtain.com/get healthy. That's thedancingcurtain.com/get healthy. Feel better today. Are you ready to walk in your truth? Are you ready to carve a new path to purpose? To start living your life on your terms? If so, join the Life by Design community created by Esther Graham. To learn about transformational and life-changing retreats, programs, and coaching tailor-made for what you need now, it's time to start living the life you deserve. For more information, visit fddwomen.com. That's fddwomen.com. Are you on a healing journey, working through trauma or limited beliefs caused by social conditioning? Are you searching for who you are? There are answers waiting for you. In Gressen Pfeiffer's book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey, she shares her story of light and healing energy, providing wisdom and useful tools for you, the reader, on your own path. You can get your copy of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey by Gressen Pfeiffer, available on Amazon.com. It is absolutely possible to transform your adversity into positivity, minimizing your stress and illness with a mindset reset. Martha Davidson is a mindset reset consultant and rapid transformational therapist. She shares four mindset hacks that can lessen your stress and be the catalyst to accelerate happiness, amplifying newfound inner peace of mind. For more information, visit marthadavidson.com.
You've been looking, searching for your purpose. You desire change, but don't know what to do. There is an amazing teacher sitting right there, waiting for you to realize you can do this. You sense it is time. Take that first step. Your dog is ready to show you more. You are ready to listen and start to remember. Remember who you are. Visit www.dogsandmen.com to continue your journey.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. We are just conquering everything today and compromising nothing. My guest today is Esther Graham, and we've been talking about transformation retreats and going to retreats in beautiful locations where you not only do you get to explore different new areas that you've never been to, but you get to transform with other people who have the same goals and intentions of being better people and relaxing and just kind of coming back to who we are. So, Esther, you mentioned that, you know, you primarily your retreats are for women, but men now too. Does that mean your husband's involved?
Yes, so super excited about that. So he will be facilitating my Italy retreat. He's involved. Took me a while to get him there because he said, Esther, that's, you know, that's your thing. You do it, you know, but he's such a prolific, not just speaker, but just a person to sit. And I just love how men connect to him, you know? And so when I decided that, you know, we were going to include men in the retreat, I said, will you facilitate with me? Mm-hmm. And he said, yes. And then when we were at a retreat together with Sean and Lisa, I watched him and Sean do a healing together, facilitate one. Women, and it was just so powerful. And I said, he definitely has to facilitate this retreat with me because sometimes only, you know, men know men.
Mm-hmm. Right? Of course.
And so I said, this is great, because where I can't reach, he can. And so, mm-hmm. so I'm excited. I'm excited about doing that. I think what's really special about this one is, as you know, a lot of men may not come to retreats. And, you know, as my husband, first said, when I began on this journey, he said, Esther, you know, I'm not into the touchy-feely type of thing. I said, I know. But now he's like, oh yeah, this is so great. This is so powerful. A lot of men aren't into the touchy-feely, and sometimes they stay clear of that. And mm-hmm. so we've got to slowly, you know, lead them in based on their comfort level, because it needs to be a decision, their decision. Mm-hmm. What I love about this is that, you know, he's supported me, and yet slowly he's embraced it himself to where it's his decision to come and be a part, and not just go to a retreat with me, but now to go to my own retreat to where he's co-facilitating with me.
Yeah.
And so that's super exciting. Yeah. Yeah. He is, he's a phenomenal person, and not because I'm married to him.
Yeah.
We'll be married 35 years, but because I like to say, not because I'm married to him, but because it is so. He is, you know, this person. And I've watched when he's, you know, he's a veteran. He's talked to veterans. I've seen him just help people just transform their lives, vets transform their lives. And I think that's what's just so powerful about what he does on his own outside of me, which makes me want to say, come on in and do this work, you know, with me. So that's exciting.
That's really wonderful that he is open to that, because there's so many stories, like even Sean has talked about it. And when he was working with, even with Jack Canfield and everything, and both spouses of theirs, you know, so it was actually the women that weren't interested. And my husband is fairly open, you know, but he's not, I don't know. I don't see him. He's a project manager, engineer. He has that brain, you know, that, I don't know, kind of, you know.
Yeah. Understandable. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of just let him be who he is, but yet inviting him in, you know. I think for part of it with us is that he, especially since, I've been really on this transformational journey, I like to call it. He's seen where I have evolved and grown so much as a person. Of course, again, always the student. And he loves what he sees, you know. And so with that, he embraces it and encourages it even more. And now so much, he's like, yeah, you know what? I want to be a part of that. And I think that as we just keep doing it, and as we just keep inviting them in, they will come in. Our spouses, our loved ones will come in on their own terms when they're ready, you know? Yeah. And so if anyone that's out there that's listening, who's saying, you know, I really want my spouse, it's just the same, you know, we pastor. And so many spouses will say, well, I wish my husband or I wish my wife will come and go with me. And we're always like, let them be who they are, you know? And when the time is right, and this is with everything, just keep the doors always open for the invitation. Never pressure them. Don't feel them. Don't make them feel bad because they're not on the same journey with you. It's okay if they're not, because they have their life. But keep the doors open for them to walk in when they're ready to walk in.
Yeah, that's definitely, like, the pushing is not going to help. And I think it would, I think the other partner would be a little more like, oh, well, what's wrong with me? I'm not okay the way I am. You need me to do this.
Exactly. You know, so. Exactly. And you have to put yourself in their place as well, because suppose you were on the other side, would you want to be pushed? No, you wouldn't be. You want to make your decision when you're ready. Years ago, my husband and I decided we were going to work out together. Well, I decided, oh, yeah, I want to work out with you. So he used to be a bodybuilder and competitions and all of these great things. And I used to lift weights with him and, you know, and then, of course, you know, life happens. You have children and you decide not to do it. So I decided, okay, I'm going to work out with you. And so we were working out together. And when he goes into working out, he goes all in.
Right.
Okay. Well, I was like, I'm going to be in, but I'm not going to be doing all of that. Right. And so finally I got so frustrated with him. He said, no, Esther, you got to do it this way. You got to do it that way. And I'm like, so finally I said, listen, you do it your way and I'm going to do it my way. And yeah. So it is.
Yeah.
And we haven't worked out together since. I'm like, you do it your way. I'm going to do it my way. And because what I found was while he was really committed to the cause of working out and doing all these things, I just wasn't that committed.
Right.
But what I did do was I worked out on my level in my way.
Right.
And from that lesson, I learned, you know what? You just can't push him. And so the things that I'm into that he's not, I just don't push him.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you're ready, that's fine. So you do it your way. I do it my way. Sometimes we do it differently, but we get the same results.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you come together in other areas, maybe not everything right away, but you get there. Yeah.
We always come together at the time. And I remember at that time, I wanted to release some weight and I didn't do it like him, but I did release, you know? And so how do we come together? We came together and we just celebrated each other. Sometimes you go a different path, but you come to the end result that both of you want and you can celebrate it together. Again, these are the things that retreats and transformation looks like. You know, can I give you like one of my favorite scriptures?
Yes.
Where it says, where God tells us to be transformed by renewing our minds. And to me, and it says renewing, that means that it's something that's continual. And so whenever we're thinking about transforming, whether it's ourselves helping other people transform, it begins in our mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about that is that the mind and the heart connected. There's only 12 inches between the mind and the heart, right? And when we begin to transform our mind, it also begins to transform in our hearts. And if I'm not mistaken, Martinet, the Greek for transformation in the heart, the Greek word is also heart when it comes to mind. So it's also connected, right? And so transformation, that 12 inches, when you begin up here, it leads to down here and it can come together to bring end results.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard it like that before. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. All comes together.
Mm. It all comes together. And I think life by design, this is how God has designed it to be.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? And if we can just lean in that, if we could set our intentions and lean in, transformation looks so different for so many people, but it comes to an end result that on the inside, you begin to live your life from the inside out.
Yes. Yes. You know?
And if we can just change, Martinet, the way we think, we can literally just change our lives and literally even our physiology will change. Mm-hmm. You know, so much would change when you think about transforming by the renewing of your mind, renewing your mind every day to look at some things differently, to see a different perspective.
Yes. Yeah,
it's powerful. 100%.
Gosh, I don't know if I could formulate the thought quite right quickly, but if you can envision what you want, you know, and we take the steps toward it. I can even just use my physical form here and weights and believing that, you know what, even at 50 years old, I am going to be in the shape that I want to be in.
Yes.
And
yes.
Taking those daily steps. And that could be in any area of our lives. You can make it happen. Mm-hmm.
I'm 61. Mm-hmm. I'm 61. And I just feel at the age of 61, you know, I love where I am because of the changes I've made in my life that began with transformation from the inside out. Yeah. You know, so you're right, at any age, at 50, you could begin to live your best life.
Mm-hmm. Any age.
Just when you make the decision to renew your mind. Let's just see some things differently.
Yeah.
You know, do some things because you could, if you could change your mind, you could change your life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And it's proven.
Absolutely. It's never too late. You know, I do worry sometimes thinking, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. When I reach this age, what am I going to be? And it's like, no, let's not even think about like the negative part. It's like, who knows what you can be, but in an excited way, who knows what you can do at this age.
Yeah. And you don't have to live a shoulda, woulda, coulda anymore. I shoulda, I coulda, I woulda, but remove all of that out of your life.
Yes.
You know, the woulda, shoulda, couldas, you remove it out of your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh. We need to take a short break, everyone. We'll be back with Esther's final thoughts.
It is absolutely possible to transform your adversity into positivity, minimizing your stress and illness with a mindset reset. Martha Davidson is a mindset reset consultant and rapid transformational therapist. She shares 4 mindset hacks that can lessen your stress and be the catalyst to accelerate happiness, amplifying newfound inner peace of mind. For more information, visit marthadavidson.com. Are you ready to walk in your truth? Are you ready to carve a new path to purpose? To start living your life on your terms? If so, join the Life by Design community created by Esther Graham. To learn about transformational and life-changing retreats, programs, and coaching tailor-made for what you need now, it's time to start living the life you deserve. For more information, visit fddwomen.com. That's fddwomen.com. Do you want to overcome your chronic health condition? Have you tried for years? Christy Rich is a holistic healer with over 17 years experience. She will discover the root cause of your condition and treat you naturally for amazing results. She works with clients one-to-one, but for a limited time, you can grab your free PDF with her top natural health products. Visit thedancingcurtain.com/get healthy. That's thedancingcurtain.com/get healthy. Feel better today.
You've been looking, searching for your purpose. You desire change, but don't know what to do. There is an amazing teacher sitting right there, waiting for you to realize you can do this. You sense it is time. Take that first step. Your dog is ready to show you more. You are ready to listen and start to remember. Remember who you are. Visit www.dogsandmen.com to continue your journey.
Are you on a healing journey, working through trauma or limited beliefs caused by social conditioning? Are you searching for who you are? There are answers waiting for you. In Gresson Pfeiffer's book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey, she shares her story of light and healing energy, providing wisdom and useful tools for you, the reader, on your own path. You can get your copy of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey by Gresson Pfeiffer, available on Amazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. My guest today has been Esther Graham, and we've just been talking about, gosh, everything from retreats to transformation to spending time on the water, how good God is. And we want to talk about, for the final bit here, Esther has a program, and I just love the name, Daring to Live Fully. And that's what she's about. So tell us, Esther.
So my program, Dare to Live Fully, I'm so excited about it. I did this program because, again, when I started on my transformational journey, I said, we need a foundation. So Dare to Live Fully is a 6-part program that just gives you the foundation of making a choice, being very intelligent, intentional about living your life full out, your 365 days of purpose. And so it goes into your spirituality, goes into your relationships, your wellness, your mental wellness, and your entire, your body wellness, your health, goes into your career, either in corporate America, no matter where you are on that ladder. If you're an entrepreneur, it goes into, you know, what's your giving like? Because I believe that we establish our living by our giving, given of yourself, given to nonprofit, given, you understand what I mean? And it's a 6-part program. It has modules to go with it. And it also has just me just kind of giving you the introduction to each module and what it's discussing. And it also has some, let's say, like Sean likes to say, home play, homework. Yes. You can do some activities to help you go to the next level of wherever you desire. So it's very foundational. I believe that there has to be a foundation and then you move up from that foundation. So Dare to Live Fully, you can get it on my website. It's all right there. Yeah.
Awesome. I love that because, and it sounds like a, Well, it's easily digestible, as we might say.
Okay. Yes.
You know, self-paced. Yeah, self-paced. You could take a module or a key, whatever you want to call it, and you know, do the work, and then the home play, and let that lesson sink in before you go on to another one. There's no quick anything you can.
Yeah,
you take your time.
Because sometimes you want to go, you never want to do something so fast that you don't embody it, right?
Exactly.
So with the modules, you can embody those modules. And it, again, this is the foundation, and it's an affordable investment. That's what's great about it. Affordable investment to say, I can start right here. And then from there, I can make a decision of what my next paths are. Where is it I need to go from here?
Mm-hmm.
But dare to live fully. Dare to live fully. Can you just dare to live your life fully to the extent that it was designed to in the first place?
Because you don't want to leave this earth with a regret I should have done something like that. No, do it. Take your chance.
Dare. Mm-hmm. You're born and then you transition. And there's that dash. And I, you know, what is it that you do in that dash? What is it that you want people to say about you?
Mm-hmm.
What is it would you like people to write about you? What is it that you want to say about yourself on how you live? And that's what Dare to Live Fully does. It helps you to begin the foundational stages of unpacking, you know, in every area of your life. So you name it, it's there. It goes into, I believe, 7 areas of your life and just detail it out.
Yes. I love that. You know, it makes me think of Maya Angelou. I remember one of the interviews that she gave was that she wanted to be known as a woman of grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was. I mean, I have even my most recent, I've ever done, but I was part of a compilation book that just came out recently. And we each put a quote in the book, and one of mine was hers. You know, it's like, you know, you never, like, people don't remember you for something you said or whatever. It's like how you make them feel. And I remember that was one of the interviews with Oprah, how she said that she wanted to be known as a woman of grace. And it's like, whatever you want to be known for, whatever you want to leave, like as a legacy to your children or anybody around you,
exactly. Yeah.
Step into that.
Yeah. And step, and don't just partially step into it, fully step into it.
Yep.
And that's what Dare to Live Fully is about. It's really telling you, listen, fully step into this. But in order for you to step into it, let's look at some things in your life so you could know. Let's get that. Let's get some direction. Right. So you could know what areas you really need to fully step into. Does that make sense?
And so
basically that's what it does. You mentioned Maya Angelou. So one of the things that I love that she says is that when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And so here's the question. Are you showing people who you are, and what are you showing them as to who you are? Right. And so when you begin to do these 6-part series, you begin to truly see who you are. I had one of my clients, my coaching clients, said to me, I realized how mean I was. She said, other people would tell me, but I never believed them. She said, I realized how mean I was. And what I took from that was I began to see, she said, what I need to change. I began to look at, why was I so mean? And she said, I just began to unpack, why was I mean? And so today, 6 months later, she's not that person anymore.
Right.
She's not that person where she was so mean and she was so disgruntled, because she began to unpack why, and she discovered why. And once she discovered it, she began to make those changes. You know, so she did the foundational work. Then she came to a retreat, and she's just on this path. She began her own business. You know, this was 6 months into it. Now I think she's been on my campus for 3 years now, but it's just phenomenal. So I say that to say this is a foundation. You start there. If you don't know where to start, you start there, and you can go on the website and just get Dare to Live Fully. And if you don't know, email me, right, at esthergraham@fddwomen.com. That's it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
awesome. So With 2 minutes left, Esther, what would you say to someone who, like we started the show with one of my clients just saying, I am so unfulfilled and I have everything. What would you say in just a short blib? You're at Starbucks and she says it to you online. What would you say to someone who, I'm unfulfilled. I just am. And she chose you to say that too.
I would say to her, lean in and tap into who you really are. You may feel unfulfilled now, but when you begin to go deep, you can find who you really are and look at what fulfills you first. Mm-hmm. What gives you joy? What gives you peace? Look at that. And I love that question because last week someone did ask me that. It wasn't in Starbucks, but it was at a retreat. She said, I didn't know. And I said, let's first look at who you are. Mm-hmm. When you look at who you are, then you could determine those things that, this is who I am. Now let me expand on that to fulfill me. Mm-hmm. So it's about discovering first who you are and who I'm not, then who you are not.
Yeah, it's that unbecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Unbecoming, not just becoming who we are, but unbecoming some of the layers that were put on us as children.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what would you say, what would be a final thought? Like, actually, in what part of your journey did you say, you know what? I want to do retreats. I want to do transformation myself. I want to do something that is so me. There's just a minute left, but what was that one thing? If there was a one thing.
The one thing would be when I saw the joy and the peace I had in my own life, and it came from going deep. It came from going to retreats. It came from that deep dive. That's the one thing. You got to deep dive into you.
Yeah.
You gotta unpack you.
That is it. Because it's like coaching is the best thing to me ever, but the answers are still inside of you.
Oh, it's all still inside of you. It
begins with you. Thank you so much. This has been an absolute honor and pleasure to spend this hour with you. And I look forward to going to Italy with you next year. I'm going to the next one. I am going. So one more time, where can people find you?
At www.fddwomen.com, or you can email me at esthergraham@fddwomen.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, everyone. We will see you next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Have a wonderful, beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.